When wishes were horses and beggars could ride, in a stone castle by the sea there lived a rich lad.
What am I supposed to choose? There are so many.
And so he left the trail, and he followed the sound of the music.
I am the goat from the hills and the mountains. And when I have finished eating these herbs and these vegetables, then I shall eat you, too.
Once upon a time, and welcome to the Story Story Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Ann Harding, and I have some stories for you. This is a podcast to hear traditional stories told by some of the best storytellers in the world. It will take you to long ago and far away and will bring you back safely. It's that time of year here in Colorado. The geese are flying south. I walk with my hands stuffed deep in my pockets and a scarf pulled up around my mouth. Cold makes me a bit grumpy and happily melancholy. I think a bit of melancholy is good for the spirit, a palate cleanser between the outrageous cheer of the holidays. Joy to the world needs to be tempered with the reminder there's still a lot of work to do before all can enjoy happy holidays. As my feet kept rhythm on the pavement, my thoughts were interrupted by an insistent quacking sound. The first teller for this episode is Jenny Cargill Strong, a storyteller from Australia who spins tales from around the world. She has the Story Tree Company, which produces performances, recordings, and workshops. In this tale, getting what you wish for can be insightful. This is her telling, The Rat.
The Story of Rat. Rat lived in a tunnel or a burrow on the side of a great mountain with her family overlooking a deep valley. Mostly, Rat liked her life. She had a cozy home, a loving family, and a great view. But sometimes she had bad days. And this was one of them. She was digging a new tunnel for her burrow. But this particular day, everything kept going wrong. She was getting dirt up her nose or her snout. Achoo! And hitting her head on a rock just above where she was digging. Ouch! I'm sick of this. I'm going up to the surface to see what kind of a day it is. And when she got up to the surface, she saw that it was a beautiful, sunny day. And Rat looked admiringly up at the sun. She said, "Oh, how big and golden and powerful the sun is. It must be so much better to be the sun than a little old rat." And so she said, how I wish I were the sun. How I wish I were the sun. How I wish I were the sun. And Rat turned into the sun. And it was terrific to be the sun. Well, she made the plants grow. And all the people were happy because it was such a sunny day. Until along came a very wide, a very high, a very black, what do you think? Yes, a cloud. And it completely blocked Rat Sun's rays from reaching the earth. And Rat thought, it's not so terrific to be the sun when a cloud can block you out like this. To be a cloud. That must be cool. So she said, how I wish I were a cloud. How I wish I were a cloud. How I wish I were a cloud. And Rat turned into a cloud. And it was cool to be a cloud. Oh, she made rain and lightning and thunder. She even blew around as a little white fluffy cloud to see what she could see of the world. Until... Rat felt a wild wind that blew her around in every direction until Rat, who was the wind, was completely blown apart. And Rat thought, it's not so cool to be a cloud when something can just blow you around like that. Oh, but to be the wind, that must be wild. So she said, how I wish I were the wind. How I wish I were the wind. How I wish I were the wind. And Rat turned into the wind, and it was wild to be the wind. Well, she blew kites across the sky. She blew sailing boats across the sea. She blew hats off heads and the wind up skirts. Cheeky wind, excuse me. Until Rat noticed a great boulder on the side of a mountain, and she decided to blow that boulder off the mountain. And so she started to blow, and you can blow with her, ready? But the boulder didn't budge. So she blew up a gale-forced wind. Ready? But still that rock wouldn't move. But she was determined, so this time she blew up a hurricane. Ready? And still that rock wouldn't move. And Rat thought, it's not so wild and wonderful to be the wind when there are all sorts of things you can't even blow down. But being that rock looks rather good. And so she said, how I wish I were that rock. How I wish I were that rock. How I wish I were that rock. And Rat turned into the rock. And surprisingly enough, it was very good to be the rock. You see, she felt safe and strong. Well, the wind couldn't blow her down, the rain couldn't wash her away, and the sun couldn't burn her. Plus, she had a great view. Until Rat noticed that she had started to wobble. And as she was wobbling, she began to panic. Oh dear, why am I wobbling like this? Maybe there's an earthquake. Maybe the earthquake will roll me down the mountain and I'll smash into smithereens at the bottom. Oh dear, I don't like being a rock anymore. And then Rat was quiet just long enough to notice. Something was burrowing a hole underneath her rock. It was a rat. And she realised it was a rat's burrow that was making her rock wobble, not an earthquake. But as she listened a bit longer to that familiar sound, she began to remember just how good it used to feel to be herself. So she said, how I wish I were a rat again. How I wish I were a rat again. How I wish I were a rat again. And Rat turned back into a rat, and she lived happily as a rat for the rest of her days. Thank you. the story of Rat.
Today's fairy tale sponsor is Little Bo Peep's Staffing Solution. With the holidays approaching, your business is hopefully better than ever. But if you are looking for seasonal workers, Little Bo Peep can get you the support you need in the shake of a lamb's tail. She may have lost her sheep once, but now she runs the best temp company this side of the kingdom, and she'll get you the help you need at the price you want. Little Bo Peep's Staffing Solution. Don't let your customers wander away. We have a new review on iTunes for the podcast with the title Pure Magic and an Amazing Resource. 5 stars by True Thomas, who writes, Rachel Ann Harding and the fantastic traditional spoken word storyteller she hosts have given us a treasure chest of wonders from realms both near and far. She's a brilliant hostess with a lyrical voice and a keen and whimsical sense of humor. She does a great job of pulling together themed programs that intrigue and dispel. Download, listen, support via Patreon, write reviews, and share this trove of tales and legends. Thank you for the review, True Thomas. For anyone listening, you're welcome to go to iTunes and write a review, letting me know what you think of the stories and of the podcast. I turned toward the quacking and saw, just on the edge of a park, near a small pond, ducks huddled down against the cold. Each beady eye turned to look at me until they were silent and staring. Then, I kid you not, dear listener, they quacked the first few lines of Jingle Bells. Each duck taking a note like a bell choir, they one after the other got out. Then stopped and looked at me, as if expecting something. I stared them down and said, it is far too early for Christmas carols. But I took the second half of a cookie out of my pocket, crumbled it up, and threw it to them. I walked on as they scrambled for the cookie and heard a single "wah" of thanks behind me. The second teller for this episode is Donna Washington, a highly animated performer. She's been entertaining, educating, and inspiring audiences with her vocal pyrotechnics, elastic face, and deep characterizations that bring stories to life for over 30 years. This is an excellent example of the cautionary phrase, "Be careful what you wish for," in the tale, Three Wishes.
There was once a husband and wife. They lived in a huge house. They had wonderful clothes to wear. They had more than enough to eat. The husband was a farmer. He had many fields. He had cows and horses. You would think that they would be quite content, but they were not. Every morning after the husband went to work, the wife would stand and look out of her door, and she would complain about all her neighbors, especially Mr. and Mrs. Simmons. "Oh," she would say, "I saw that Mrs. Simmons in town yesterday. She had on a new dress. How many new dresses does she need? And besides that, she doesn't even look good in them. I would look better in those dresses than she does. Huh. I wish I had those dresses." She would complain about the Simmons' house. "Oh, they have such a big house. What do the two of them need with a big house? They probably don't even know how to decorate it. I would know what to do with a big house. I wish I had a bigger house than I have now." The husband, why, he would be out in the fields and he would think to himself, "Huh, Mr. Simmons, he has twice as many fields as I have. What does he need with all those fields? Wish I had more land." He would look at Mr. Simmons' cows and he would say, "Oh, his cows are bigger. They give more milk. Wish I had cows like Mr. Simmons." When the two of them, the husband and wife, got together in the evening, they would complain and complain. Mr. and Mrs. Simmons this and Mr. and Mrs. Simmons that. Until one morning, while they were having breakfast, talking about Mr. and Mrs. Simmons, boink! There was a little sound, and they looked down, and right there on the table was a little fairy-type person. She had gossamer wings, and a scowl on her face. She said, "I've had it with the both of you. Had it. I am the guardian of this house. I'm supposed to look after it. I'm supposed to make sure that it's nice and clean. I'm supposed to make sure you have enough to eat. I'm supposed to make sure of all these things. I have done everything I can think of, and still you complain. Well, fine. If you think you can do better than I have, I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna give you 3 wishes. Wife, one of the wishes is for you. Husband, one of the wishes is for you. And the last wish you have to make together." Boink! And she was gone. The husband and wife were astonished, and then they began to laugh. Ha ha! 3 wishes! 3 wishes! They could wish for anything. The wife said, "I know what I'm gonna wish for. I'm gonna wish for dresses. I'm going to wish to have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dresses." Husband said, "Where are you going to put them?" "That's a stupid wish. Not like my wish. I'm going to wish for milk cows. I'm going to wish for thousands and thousands of milk cows." And she said, "Oh, I see. And what are they going to eat?" The two of them talked about what their wishes would be. And every time someone said what they were going to wish for, the other one would tell them that they were stupid or foolish. They talked and talked and talked deep into the night. They talked until their mouths were dry. They talked until they were starving. And the wife said, "Yesterday when I was in town and I saw Mrs. Simmons' new dress, won't she be surprised when she sees my new dresses? But when I was in town, she was at the bakery and she was picking up an order of jelly donuts. They were the biggest jelly donuts I'd ever seen, all brown with powdered sugar, and she told me there was raspberry jelly in the middle. And when I touched the box, it was still warm." And the husband said, "That sounds good. But when we have our wishes, we can have as many raspberry jelly donuts as we want." "Oh, I don't want any raspberry jelly donuts. I want one of those. Oh, I wish I had one right now." Boink! And there was a jelly donut, all brown with powdered sugar. The wife couldn't believe it. She picked it up. Ooh! Oh, so good! But the husband jumped back from the table. His mouth fell open. "You idiot! What did you just do? Look what did you..." "Good, you want one?" The husband stood up and he said, "I don't believe you. You wasted a whole wish on a jelly donut." She said, "Good, would you like some?" He said, no, I would not like some. But you know what I wish? I wish it were stuck on the end of your nose. Boink. Ah! Because sure enough, that jelly donut flew up and stuck at the end of his wife's nose. Get it off! The husband grabbed hold of it and pulled it. They twisted. They pulled. But it would not come off. The wife said, "There is only one thing left to do." Husband said, "Yeah, what's that?" She said, "We have to wish this donut off the end of my nose." And the husband said, "Oh, wait a minute. The donut looks fine at the end of your nose. As a matter of fact, you've never looked better. No. We have to wish for money, lots and lots of money. Then we'll buy you lots of dresses, long dresses with big veils, silk veils that only show your eyes. You'll look mysterious. And no one will ever have to know that there's a jelly donut at the end of your nose." She said, "I do not want a big dress with a big veil. I want this donut off the end of my nose." He said, "Wife, the donut looks beautiful at the end of your nose. Absolutely beautiful. As a matter of fact, you look radiant. No. We should wish for a big house. No, a castle. A huge castle with great big windows looking out over all the countryside. Then you could wander from room to room looking out the windows, and no one would ever have to know that there is a jelly donut at the end of your nose." And she said, "I do not want a big castle
with lots of windows. I want this jelly donut off the end of my nose.
The husband tried and tried to convince her that she wanted something besides that, but she did not. And when the little fairy person appeared in the morning, boink, she said,
"All right, what do you want?"
The wife said, "We want this jelly donut off the end of my nose." The husband said, "Yeah, we wish that jelly donut off the end of her nose."
Boink!
The donut fell off and fell on the table. The little fairy-type person looked at both of them and said,
"Don't start making wishes until you really have something to wish for."
And she disappeared. The two of them sat at the table and looked at the jelly donut. Husband got up and got a knife, cut it in half. They had it for breakfast. And I've been told that they lived contentedly ever after. And that is the story of the three wishes.
Thank you for listening to the Story Story Podcast. Show the love. Find Jenny Cargo Strong and Donna Washington on the internet. Tell them you heard them on the podcast and now want to hear them tell more stories. You can find me and the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Story Story Podcast or Rachel Ann Harding. The beautiful brains behind the fairy tale sponsor is Nina Rowley. Check out the ads for the fairy tale sponsors and let me know your favorite story or the favorite stories you've heard. Who knows? Maybe you'll hear them here soon. This podcast is made possible by patrons like you. If you'd like to become a supporter of the podcast or discover sponsorship opportunities, you can find links on storystorypodcast.com. If it isn't in the cards to support the podcast right now, no worries. Perhaps you'd be willing to go write a review on iTunes, which helps other story lovers find and enjoy the podcast. Head over to the website and join the mailing list for hidden goodies. And if you tune in, you'll hear more stories next week. But until then, live happily ever after.
And Mary Kate opened up the door, and there on the doorstep, wrapped in his own blanket, was her baby.
And to this day, Anansi spins webs so that he can catch the flea, the fly, and the moth that got away.
If you go down to the lake on a clear day, when the water lies as calm as a sheet of glass, you can still see the rooftops of the castle glittering in the sunlight. And if you listen really closely, you can even hear the festive music